Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 25th, 2019. I'm Rich Stropolino. Transport for London announced it decided not to renew Uber's license to operate in the city, saying it found a pattern of failures, allowing 14,000 trips with 43 drivers who faked their identity. Uber will appeal the decision and be allowed to operate in the city pending that outcome. Uber's license was originally not renewed by TfL back in September 2017, but it was granted a 15-month provisional license on appeal with subsequent extensions. Sir Tim Berners-Lee Web Foundation published Contract for the Web, a global action plan designed to make sure our online world is safe, empowering, and genuinely for everyone. The contract was worked on by over 80 organizations for more than a year and outlines 9 principles divided between governments, companies, and civil society. Governments must pledge to ensure anyone can connect to the internet, keep all of the internet available all of the time, and respect online privacy and data rights. Companies must commit to make the internet affordable and accessible, respect privacy and personal data, and develop technologies that support the best in humanity and challenge the worst. Finally, citizens are called on to be creators and collaborators online, build communities that respect civil discourse, and fight for the web. The contract has the backing of 150 organizations, including Microsoft, Twitter, Google, Facebook, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission announced that telcos are banned from buying equipment from Huawei and ZTE from its Universal Service Fund, citing risks to national security. The FCC is also proposing requiring telcos with installed equipment from the two companies to remove and replace it. According to FCC Chair Ajit Pai, the FCC is requiring telcos to submit information on what equipment is being used from Huawei and ZTE and estimate the potential replacement costs. eBay announced it plans to sell StubHub to the Swiss ticketing company Viagogo for $4.05 billion in cash. Viagogo CEO Eric Baker co-founded StubHub, but left before it sailed to eBay back in 2007. Once completed, StubHub and Viagogo will sell tickets in over 70 countries. eBay plans to use the proceeds from the sale for stock buybacks, dividends, and mergers and acquisition investment. In a 4-3 ruling, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that the Fifth Amendment bars people from being forced to turn over personal passwords to law enforcement. The ruling overturned a lower court decision that ordered a suspect in a child pornography case to turn over a 64-character computer password. The prosecution argued that Fifth Amendment protection didn't apply in the case due to the foregone conclusion exemption, where the government already knows of the existence, location, and content of the sought-after material. In the decision, Justice Deborah Todd wrote that since the password has no physical manifestation, it's to be treated as the content of the mind, similar to a combination to a safe wall, which Supreme Court precedent finds to be testimonial and therefore protected by the Fifth Amendment. Facebook confirmed a Business Insider report that it had developed an internal facial identification app for employees. The now discontinued app was developed between 2015 and 2016 and allowed employees to use a phone camera to identify employees who opted into facial identification. Business Insider sources say that one version of the app was capable of identifying anyone on the social network with enough data, but Facebook stated it was always limited to employees as part of its internal testing. The information reports that, according to sources, Airbnb lost roughly $100 million in Q2 after posting a $10 million profit in the same quarter a year ago. The loss is reportedly due to a higher marketing and administrative costs in preparation for taking the company public in 2020. The information previously reported Airbnb lost $306 million in Q1 after turning an $18 million profit for 2018. Airbnb also confirmed to CNBC that COO Belinda Johnson will step down from her role in March 1, 2020. Alphabet's X company announced the Everyday Robot Project with the goal of developing a general-purpose learning robot. The idea is to use cameras and machine learning to have the robot learn from the world around them so every movement does not need to be coded. X is testing its robots in a workplace environment, with the first robots learning how to sort trash. Nearly 30 robots spend part of the day separating compost, landfill, and recyclables. Virtual robots practice grabbing things in simulated buildings. The virtual robot's data is combined with real-world data in a system update to the real robots every week or two. X says the robots put trash in the wrong place about 5% of the time, compared to 20% of the time for humans. New data from the app analytics firm Sensor Tower found that 80% of the 29.6 billion app downloads in Q3 came from 1% of developers across the iOS App Store and the Google Play Store. Looking at revenue, the firm found that 93% of the $22 billion gross app revenue went to just 1% of developers as well. The firm also found that these percentages have been relatively consistent since 2014. Of those developers, Sensor Tower found that Tencent led with an estimated $2 billion in revenue, followed by NetEase with $743 million, and Bandai Namco with $503 million. And finally, on Friday, Facebook Gaming announced that the popular game streamer Jeremy Wang, aka Disguised Toast on Twitch, signed an exclusive deal to livestream on the platform, although the deal allows other video content to live on other platforms. Wang currently has over 1 million followers on Twitch, and is known for streaming Hearthstone, League of Legends, and Apex Legends. Wang claims to have received offers from every other streaming platform, but decided on Facebook because it has the most explosive potential. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.